It's not any better or worse than it was before.
Same-ish.
How do you explain the drops? Obviously, it's not something people expect out of you. You've had a few.
I was talking to Coach today, and I was the routes that we're running, and you know the DBs. I talked to him after the game. He's like, "We know you're running a certain route." So it was just me putting extra on to a route to try and create more space. And I kind of have to trust myself more in a sense that when I make my break, not everybody's going to be able to come out and close that little gap. So there's a split second where you're like, oh, they're coming on your back, blah, blah, blah. And I told Tim the play before that. I caught the ball, ran on the sideline, soaking wet, wiped my pants, gloves still soaked, wiped the jersey, soaked. I'm about to take them off. We're in hurry up. It's like there's no time. And I was like, if this thing comes this way, I don't know what's going to happen. It came that way and finger. But we went back in. We caught some passes after that. So drops don't really bother me. It's just something, my confidence is too high. You know, you drop the ball, it's probably definitely an accident. You know, I didn't do it on purpose.
You said DBs told you they know what route you're in?
Yeah, I mean, they study film. And I was talking to Hargroves after the game, and he's just like, you know, we know a lot of what you're doing. But it still, it just comes to the point where you have to trust it. You know, you have to trust him to make the throw like he did, not put anything extra on it, because if I didn't put something extra on it, the timing probably would have been, you know, perfectly right. I didn't get my head around fast enough, but, oh, my bad, buddy. We'll be all right.
Can you put your finger on why this team is?
Which finger?
Any of them. Hopefully not the one that's hurt. On why this team hasn't been able to score in the first quarter, and how important will that be going forward?
I think we just came out slow. You know, in these games, we've come out slow, and really looking back on it, you know, I remember the first 2 years I was here, we went 6-10, but we were losing games by 2-3 points. And it's really that much of a difference. So coming out and you know, giving our defense energy by scoring, you know, making them, when they get on the field, you know, all right, offense, cool, it's time for us to get a stop. You know, it's a give and take. All three phases got to go. They all got to function together.
Odell, can any one player put too much on his shoulders at 0-4?
I don't know. It's a good question. It's definitely a collective thing. It's all of us. Offense, defense, special teams, everybody's got to step it up. You know, it was like we lost two games and everybody panicked. And it made it seem like we're in a horrible spot. You know, we lost two, blah, blah, blah. Come back the third game, put our best foot forward, come up short. Do it again the next week, come up short. What do you do from there? Like, I don't see myself tanking. I don't see myself giving in. And honestly, I feel like this was the breaking point for us. This is going to be the turnaround. This is going to be where things start to go our way. We start to make plays. We do all that. I'm fully confident in, you know, us doing what we have to do to get to where we need to be at. So there's no real walking around here with your head down. There's no none of that. Definitely not. Not myself. And I tell each and every one of my teammates, head up like a nosebleed, you know, and keep it moving. Stay together. Got 12 more games. What do you want to do with them? It's up to us.
At times this season, it seems like you guys have been pressing. Is there a way not to press and just go out and play the game?
Well, you know, when the story gets written that you're, you know, 0-3 and, you know, it's like, oh, what are we doing? And you hear a lot from the outside world. That's where a lot of press comes from. And, you know, no matter what you want to do, you hear it, you feel it. So I feel like it may have gotten to us the last two games, but it's got to come to an end. I know I'm going to go out and give it my all Sunday. And we won't come up short. You know, that's the goal, is to get a win and to start winning. And it starts today with a good day of practice. Starts with communicating in every which way that you can. And just building this team up, which we're doing.
You're a confident guy, and you talk about making sure the rest of the team stays that way. Are you sensing from any of these, your teammates, that heads are starting to go down, or there is?
I'm heads up like a nosebleed, like I said. We're going to walk around here. You don't hang your head for what, you know what I mean? Okay, you lost a couple games. You're a man. This is adversity tests your manhood, so let's see what kind of man you are. Are you going to fold? Are you going to break? Are you going to give in? Or are you going to keep pushing? And I know that we're going to keep pushing. I know that for sure. That's the goal, is get everybody in here to push each and every day.
Coach was saying that, you know, they need to simplify the offense just to get things, you know, moving faster. So in that sense, if another team knows what you're doing, your scheme, is that?
Be better than them. You know I'm running the slant. Beat me on the slant. Do it. I don't see you doing it. You know what I mean? And that's just what it's got to be. That's the mentality you got to have. It's got to be, okay, cool, you know I'm running the slant. I'm going to beat you inside, and I'm going to catch this ball and get 7 yards, whatever you're going to get. It's just got to be that mentality. You got to have it. And now is the time you got to have it. It's not that we're pressing, but now is the time.